Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of Torrent Power Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Mashruwala, CFO and Executive Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all of you, and thank you for joining Torrent Power earnings call for Q3 FY25. First, I will take you through the performance of the quarter, after which phone lines will be open for Q&A sessions. Let's explain the performance of the company at PBT level first, and then we'll take you through the tax expenses separately. Reported PBT for the quarter stood at 630 crores as compared with 513 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year, an increase of about 117 crores, which is a growth of about 23% on a reported basis. PBT for the current quarter includes non-recurring credit of about 77 crores on account of sale of investment of cable businesses. Adjusted for the above non-recurring item, adjusted PBT for the quarter stood at 553 crores as compared to 513 crores in the comparable quarter of last year, which is higher by 40 crores, a growth of about 8%. Businesses that contribute to the performance are as follows. There are four factors which are impacting the performance. First, contribution from the thermal generation business increased by about 17 crores, mainly on account of higher contribution of the sale of merchant power and LNG by 37 crores. Cold weather condition compared to the corresponding quarter last year impacted electricity demand, which was higher by approximately 4% in the current quarter. The second item, non-cash adjustment on account of foreign exchange variation, is about 33 crores. Second, contribution for distribution business improved by about 40 crores, mainly due to higher volumes, increase in ROE on capitalization of CapEx, as well as solar and other O&M incentives. Three, contribution from renewable generation increased by about 18 crores on account of lower PLF, mainly from the existing wind power projects due to lower wind speed and lower contribution from the capacity of 300 MW renewable plant commissioned during the quarter. Fourth, balance deviation is on account of other income, finance costs, and depreciation. This completes the explanation of the financial performance during the quarter. Moving on to the project updates. First, 300 MW solar project got fully commissioned during the quarter. The aggregate commissioning generation capacity of the company stood at 4.7 GW as of 31st December 2024, comprising of 2.7 GW gas-based project, 1.7 GW renewable capacity, and 62 MW coal-based capacity. Pipeline project at the end of the quarter includes 3 GW of renewable energy project, 2 GW of pumped storage project, 2 transmission projects at Khavda, as well as Solapur. Further details on the pipeline project have been summarized in our latest investor presentation available on the website. Moving on to the new ventures, company pilot project on green hydrogen blending with a CNG in UP, one of the largest private sector blending projects in India, is commissioned and under trial runs. That's all for the quarter. Now, I request coordinator to open the line for Q&A session. We wish everybody to stay safe and healthy. Thank you. Handing over to the operators.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touch-tone phone. Our first question comes from Gaurav Birmiwal from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So can you just explain this other income increase? I'm sure you partly explained it in your opening remarks, but just for my benefit, from 53 crore last year to 170 crore this year, how do we explain this?
So the other income went up by from about 53 crore to 172 crore, basically because of two reasons. One is, as we explained, the one-time gain of cable sale of investment of cable division of about 77 crore is one of the contributors to the increase in other income. And the balance is because of the higher treasury income, which we have booked during the course of quarter.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Swati Jhunjhunwala from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So if I look at your segmental performance, your generation revenues have gone down 10%, but the EBIT has gone up 50%. So what is the reason for both the fall in revenue as well as fall in revenue? I can understand could be because of lower PLF. But what is the reason for this higher EBIT that you have reported, if you could highlight?
Which generation, renewable generation or thermal generation you are talking about?
Sir, the thermal generation that is 1,400 crore in Q3 revenue.
1,400 crore in Q3, and as compared with the last quarter of 1,590 crore, that is what you are saying, right?
Right, right. That's right.
Yeah. So generation, basically, it's linked with my fuel prices. What fuel prices I have contracted based on that generation will come. But yes, in terms of MUs, it was lower. But my see, there are generation, there are two contributors. One is the merchant sale as well as LNG sale, which has improved the performance of the thermal generation business for the current quarter as compared to the last comparable quarter.
Understood. But sir, merchant sale, wouldn't it be lower? I'm assuming given that DGEN this time was at a similar PLF of 4%, which is minimal. So wouldn't merchant sale anyway be lower during the quarter?
But in SUGEN, we can able to sell not from see, we are selling merchant power from not only the DGEN also, but from the SUGEN also, we are able to sell. So both have contributed the higher contribution EBIT, I would say, as compared to the last quarter. Both merchant sale as well as we are able to sell LNG also during the course of current quarter.
Understood. And can you highlight any reason why this EBIT is higher at 300 crore versus 228 crore in Q3 FY24?
So that is what I'm saying. It's a higher merchant sale as well as LNG sale. Plus, we also booked some foreign exchange gain also during the course of current quarter. These are the three reasons through which our thermal generation profit is EBITDA is higher.
Understood. And sir, can you highlight the CapEx that you have done in 9 months in generation versus PNG versus the renewables, if possible?
Yeah. So 9 months CapEx, can I give the cumulative number of 9 months or the quarter?
Sure. The 9 months works, sir.
9 months, the license distribution, we are able to incur CapEx about 915 crore. Franchise is about 176 crore. Transmission CapEx, 138 crore. So about 1,200 crore CapEx, 1,250 crore CapEx we have incurred in the license, franchise, as well as transmission business for 9 months.
And.
It's a 9-month number.
And what would be that for renewables, sir? Any CapEx in renewables?
TUL was about 1,300 crore for the 9-month number.
Understood. And sir, if you highlight any CapEx guidance for next year, what you're planning to do on in license versus franchise versus transmission?
Same CapEx guideline we maintain for the next year also, about 2,000 crore total CapEx for license as well as franchisee. Out of it, about 250 crore will be franchisee and about 1,750 crore for the license distribution business. That is what we maintain the same guideline for the next year also.
Sure. And renewable and transmission, any guidance for that, sir?
It's difficult for renewable and transmission, but as per the milestone of the project, CapEx will be incurred for the renewable as well as transmission project.
Sure. All right. Thanks. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anuj Upadhyay from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. You mentioned apart from the merchant, you also did LNG trading. How much income you earned through that?
We're not able to share the breakup, but these are the LNG sale, merchant, as well as some forex gain. These are the three contributor for the improvement of the generation profit, thermal generation profit.
Okay, so it wasn't a significant one.
Sorry?
It wasn't a significant one. I mean, total was around 17 crore to the merchant and LNG and other, all put together would be how much, sir?
So, see, last quarter about 228 crore, this quarter about 300 crore, about 75% increase is there. This is mainly coming from these three factors, merchant, LNG, as well as some forex gain.
Okay. And any update on the Section 11 for gas-based stations, sir, or exemption, how things gonna play out in the current fiscal or starting?
Government has started working on it, so they have started working on meeting the summer demand. So they will hopefully come out with the guidelines about the crunch period demand as well as Section 11. So it's too early to talk about it because we are in the month of February, it's starting February. But they have started discussion with the various generators about the crunch period demand as well as Section 11. So, and both are, you know, based on the fuel costs available at that point of time. So we are hoping the same kind of a scheme will be available for the summer period also.
Okay. And any pipeline of the project commissioning for 2026, 2027 would be helpful, sir.
Anuj, I think if you refer our investor presentation, we have broadly given the commissioning timelines for all the projects for the renewable generation.
Okay, fine. And lastly, on the PSP side, it's mentioned in the presentation that 8 gigawatt of what we have signed. So these are all firm projects where the LOA, everything has been done, or this is...
8 gigawatt is not signed. 2 gigawatt is signed. Out the 8 gigawatt site is available with us. We have identified the project, but out of which 2 gigawatt we have, PPA we have signed in the Maharashtra.
This PSP you are referring to?
Yes, PSP we are referring.
Okay. Got it. Got it. So LOA has been done over there.
LOA, we have received another facility agreement also we have signed for the 2 gigawatt with MSEDCL.
Great, sir. And lastly, it's a very for a small project, which is an air power, which we intend to go ahead with the for a merchant basis. Just want to understand how the financial closure can happen on a merchant basis. Is it through the completely internal funding, or we are also seeking some debt funding through external sources, sir?
No, no, we will try to do 70-30 debt equity ratio funding. So, but it's a merchant project and market, you know, the merchant market is very good, but even for the renewable project also, because so we will do the mix of debt and equity for this merchant project.
Okay, but there is no constraint or restriction as such from the banking, from the financial institution to lend, even if the project is on a merchant basis?
I don't think so. Anuj, I think if you look at the consolidated balance sheet, we have a very strong consolidated balance sheet. Bankers typically look at various ways of comfort which a corporate can provide to lend for a particular project. So there are various ways and means to fund this. We can borrow in Torrent Power level and use it for this project, or we can borrow in the subsidiary itself by giving some comfort from the parent. So basically, bankers will look at some sort of security. You are right that since it's a merchant power, PPA is not there, bankers will have some apprehensions, but which can be mitigated through these avenues.
So we'll provide the comfort from the Torrent Power, and we'll either we borrow directly in Torrent Power, or we'll provide some comfort and do the funding. It's not a big challenge, I would say. It's not a challenge, I would say. It can be, and project profile is good, merchant tariff is also good, so should not be a problem in funding the project.
That's helpful, sir. And lastly, if you can show us an update on the parallel licensing or the upcoming opportunity in UP. Any view from your side would be helpful, sir.
So UP government has started the process, so obviously, we are the key players in UP since we have presence in Agra. So we are very keen to participate in the process. So we are awaiting the formal process to be launched by the UP government. So they have started the process.
Okay, that's it, sir. Thank you, and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. The first question is is it possible to help us with the revenues that have been done bad for Torrent Green Energy Limited for the 9 month?
Torrent?
Green Energy, I think that's a new entity which you've formed, right?
Mohit, as of now, Torrent Green Energy does not have any operations. We are in the process of transferring the businesses from Torrent Power to Torrent Green, which is yet to take effect. So as of now, there are no operations there.
Understood.
But you look at the consolidated picture. Consolidated pictures, numbers, segment-wise numbers we have given in terms of generation, distribution, and renewables also. So it don't change any numbers. Won't change on a consolidated basis whether it is a part of Torrent Power or Torrent Green.
Understood. The second question on the Vivendi franchisee. You have mentioned that the Vivendi franchisee agreement is extendable up to 5 years. Is there any such option available in Agra?
Agra, no such option because it is up to 2030. Currently, it is available. So, at appropriate time, we should initiate the discussion because if you look at the latest development in UP, your government is very keen to privatize the DISCOM. So, considering those factors and having presence, strong presence in Agra, we'll discuss at around 2030 for the further extension.
Understood. My last question on the PSP. Of course, you have won the PSP. I think it has been now 5-6 months. You've signed the PPA. Have you started the construction? If not, when are you looking to start the construction and award the EPC contract?
See, in case of PSP project, generally 1.5 years is required for the approval. You do your DPR and all those things. You mobilize the sites and everything. So, post 1.5 years, the construction activity will start. So currently we are at the phase of getting approvals, getting DPR prepares, and we're being waited by the Ministry of Environment and Forest. So those processes are going on right now.
What is the timeline under the PPA which will start supplying power?
It's a 4 year period. No? It's after 4 years from the signing of the PPA, we have to start supplying the power.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Raghav, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I just want to understand the use of proceeds from the QIP. If I look at the CAPEX you've outlined for REF, about 19,000 crore, when we look at DISCOM CAPEX also that you mentioned in transmission, the annual CAPEX, given the equity contribution is typically 25-30%. You seem to have enough internal cash to be able to fund these projects. What is the intent use of funds for the QIP? That's the first question.
Sorry?
What's the intended use of funds from QIP?
As per the document which we have filed, TPD document we have filed and submitted, so 3,500 crores QIP out with 25% for general corporate purpose. And 75% for the repayment of debt. So currently we are repaying the debt. And once we, and you know the internal approvals are there, once we need the money for the funding of this upcoming project of RE and PSP, we'll raise the debt also at that point of time. So currently we have used the QIP proceeds 75% for the repayment of the debt and we have reduced the debt.
You just want to understand from capital allocation perspective, Torrent is already compared to a lot of other peers under the balance sheet was already well managed, and you look at equity contributions of future projects, if you put up more equity it hurts the IRR. Are you looking at lower debt contribution in future projects in order to maybe have more safety cushion, or the entire use you're saying is for 75 is for keeping the existing debt you had?
So if you look at our project under pipeline, we have about 19,000 crores project, RE project under pipeline, which is will be, CAPEX will be incurred over about next 2 to 3 years. Plus we have our distribution CAPEX, every year we generally spend about 2,000 crores, which is another 6,000 crores. But there are small transmission projects. There is a pump storage project also, we signed the PPA also, for 12,000-13,000 CAPEX is there. So our CAPEX outgo in next 4-5 years, I would say, all put together, will be about 35,000-40,000 crores. So every year, generally, we generate about 2,000 crores free cash flows, which is available for to funding the equity of 30% equity of the project. Apart from this QIP money plus internal accrual, we are able to fund these about 40,000 crores capital over a period of next 4-5 years period. So QIP money will get invested in the those upcoming projects.
You've raised cash now, and the PSP will come as per your own, because you need to go through DPR and all this. So the outlay for PSP will not most likely start in the next 1.5-2 years. So you've already raised the QIP money. Are you going to deploy it somewhere for the next 1.5-2 years before PSP kicks in? That because your internal cash flows seem to be sufficient to meet your capex for the next 2 years at least.
So we have prepared the debt from the QIP money. So we have reduced the debt. So once this project will start, once we deploy the money in this renewable project and pump storage project, we start raising the money for the funding of this project. So currently, as of now, we have prepared the debt from this QIP money.
Entire QIP, 75% of that you use to repay the existing debt on the balance sheet.
Yes.
Okay. And so I just wanted to understand on the the long-term take-or-pay contract you have for LNG. I think last year somewhere you were looking at maybe contracting more cargoes versus what you have. What is some of these take-or-pay contracts that you signed? Are they coming up for expiry sometime? And are you looking to, I think last time we had mentioned you're looking to increase the quantum of those contracts. Is that still the thought process?
So as of now, till 2027, every year 3 cargoes we have contracted per year. So, and we are in fact we are evaluating tying up the further cargoes. So at appropriate time, we will do the tie-up. So in fact, we have launched a tender in the month of August for the further tie-up of the cargoes. So we are in the process of doing it at this moment.
No thought of increasing the quantum of take-or-pay, right? The whatever number of cargoes you have, the same cargoes you will have in future.
Satyadeep, I think what Saurabh told was that we are looking at tying up additional cargoes, because if you remember, we did tie up cargoes for 3 years in the international market, which is getting over this year. So from next year, we don't have firm tie-up. We are looking at tying up for a longer period, a higher number of cargoes. So we would definitely want to tie up the cargoes as and when the opportunity is available to tie that up.
Okay, sir. Just one quick question. On the air power merchant project, every quarter this seems to be pushed out for the last several quarters. What is causing the delay? Is it something specific to this project that in terms of, because it seems to be based on internal cash flows, so what is causing the delay in this?
So there is no delay, I would say, per se. There is, so we are on track in terms of implementing the project.
Maybe if you look at the trajectory, every quarter this gets pushed out by another quarter. There's nothing specific to this project.
No, I think we are working on. So I think last time what we have said was it was likely by September 25, and now we are saying by December 25. So typically what happens in such kind of projects is that what we put out is the entire project commissioning date. It will happen progressively, and since this does not have a PPA, any windmill or any solar module commission will start selling power. So this is pushed out by one quarter because of certain reasons in terms of certain connectivity and land related issues, but that would be for a smaller part of it. When we put out this remark, it is for the entire project. So it does not mean that we will not do the project. Project will start getting commissioned, not from the entirety, by September 25.
Progressively get commissioned.
Okay. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from UTI MF. Please go ahead. Nikhil, sir, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question. Nikhil, sir, if you have self-muted the line, please unmute and proceed with your question. As there is no response from the line of current participant, we'll move on to the next question. The next question comes from the line of Barani from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a conceptual question wherein Agra already is in DVVNL, which is also now is put up for privatization, or at least that is what the government is working towards. Now, if someone other than Torrent wins this DVVNL bid, how will our operation Agra work, meaning it will continue to be with us?
So impact, na? Well, how can we have an impact? Because we have a contract that we went up by up to 2030. So by that time, no, there won't be an impact.
So I think, Barani, we are a franchisee there. We are not a licensee there. What UP government is thinking about is giving the license out. So anybody who wins that will become a licensee. So instead of DVVNL, anybody who wins that will become the licensee. So that contract will get shifted.
Client will change for us, correct?
Correct. That's right.
There, because it's a bilateral contract, it won't have impact up to 2030 till the contract is over.
Okay. Is there any say renewal clause in this contract or other? Like,
we'll discuss at that point of time, because as of now 2030 is about 5 years away, I would say. So we'll discuss at that point near to the contract expiry date with Agra, like what we did in the case of B1D.
Okay, fine. My second question is on this thermal generation segment EBITDA. So from merchant sales, you know, what is the gain in this particular quarter specifically?
So as we said earlier in the call, we will not be able to provide the breakup of the merchant and the LNG sales. But major, the 75 crores incremental contribution is coming from the three segments, so three items. One is the higher merchant sales contributions, higher LNG sale contributions, and some bit of forex gain also.
Okay, so like from merchant sales, like in the month of April, May, June, that is first quarter, we benefited due to Section 11. But now we will be selling in the open market, if I'm not wrong, correct?
Sorry, can you please repeat again?
We'll be selling the merchant power in the open market.
Yes, we are selling over exchange, I would say.
And yeah, correct. So because the prices have come down, so we would be, you know, obviously targeting to sell only in the evening peak hours. Is that how it is? Or?
Yes, we are targeting the peak hours sales, yes.
Evening peak hours. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Okay. And what is this forex gain related to?
So basically, if you look at last year, euro rate was higher. This year it was lower. So it's so basically gain which we have booked under some of the long term O&M contracts, I would say.
O&M contracts. You know, some third party vendor is doing on that.
Yes.
Yeah. So for our plants, there are O&M contracts which we have signed on a long-term basis. So on a quarterly basis, there is a provision which is made, but the payable is in euros. So if euro appreciates against rupee, there is an incremental outflow, and that's where it leads to a foreign currency loss on a provisional basis, on an accounting basis. That's not an actual cash outflow or inflow. And then if it depreciates, it becomes a gain. That's what it is.
Understood. Okay, that's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for the joining of Torrent Power Investor Call. Everybody to remain safe and healthy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Torrent Power Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.